The thing that makes all of the process of figuring out when to use what statistical model complicated is the within group ANOVA. All of the language that we have was basically designed for between groups designs. The correlation is kind of a between groups design because different people have different scores for each of the variables, and so different people are in different conditions or values, even of a quantitative variable. The chi-square, you're in one row or the other, in one column or the other, so that has all the flavor of a between groups design. And the between groups ANOVA, you're assigned to one condition or the other. Much of the language that we have, including the language of statistical packages and the rest of it, is set up around between groups designs, even though the within groups design predates the between groups design by centuries, because the before after has always been with us. All of this them versus those is manufactured. So we have to be able to look at these, and we have to be able to have some strategy for consistently getting to the right statistical model. And the between or the within groups ANOVA is going to be the one that we're going to sort of focus on, because that's the one that causes the most problems. So before we talked about correlation is two quantitative variables, chi-square is two qualitative variables, ANOVA is one of each, but we've got two kinds of ANOVAs, between and within. Here's a different way of conceptualizing or thinking about these, using the classic compare and contrast approach, looking at pairs of these variables and looking at how they are similar and dissimilar within a pair. So here we have the classic tests of association. Are two qualitative variables related? Are two quantitative variables related? And that's the difference between them. The compare is we're looking for a bivariate relationship, but we always are. The contrast is whether the variables are quantitative or qualitative. Second, comparison of means. If we've got a bunch of scores from a bunch of people and we calculate means for the different conditions, how we compare those means is going to depend upon whether it's a between groups design or a within groups design. So the compare for this pair is they're both for means comparisons. The contrast, whether they're between or within groups designs. This is also one that people tend to do really well on because we've got between groups designs. You're in two different conditions with a quantitative DV, or you're in one of two different conditions with a qualitative DV. The one that causes the most problems is this last one. And when I say it causes problems, I don't mean it just causes problems for young data analysts learning it for the first time. I mean I do workshops for people who edit journals and review grants and things like that. Hell, I've done workshops for people who teach workshops on this particular product. How do we tell when to use a correlation and a within groups ANOVA? Because both of them happen when you look at your data set and you've got two quantitative variables. Well, here we're going to take a look beyond the data themselves at what is the research hypothesis that's being asked. If we are asking if those variables are linearly related to each other, we're going to use a correlation. If we're asking if those two variables have a mean difference, we're going to use a within groups ANOVA. So here is the script that I've made for you that lays these things out. Nothing in between there. Okay, there we go. The idea is we want a script, and by script we mean we want a well-practiced sequence of things that we do, just like the script for a magic act. So, step one, ask the variables. What kind of variables do I have? Do I have two qualitative, two quantitative, or one of each? If I have two qualitative variables, I'm done. I know it's a chi-square. If I have two quantitative variables, then knowing that isn't enough. I have to ask the second question, which is, what's my research hypothesis? Is it a hypothesis about an association or a hypothesis about a mean difference? If I have two quantitative variables and a research hypothesis about an association, I'm going to do a correlation. If I have two quantitative variables and a research hypothesis about a mean difference, I'm going to use a within-group ANOVA. If I have one qualitative variable and one quantitative variable, I know I'm going to use an ANOVA. But I've got two ANOVAs. So the third question in the script is, what kind of design do I have? If I have one qualitative variable and one quantitative variable, the next thing I ask myself is, what kind of design do I have? If it's a between groups design, it's going to be a between groups ANOVA. If it's a within groups design, it's going to be a within groups ANOVA. And the thing to notice is there's two different ways to get to within groups ANOVA. Two quantitative variables and a mean difference question, or one qualitative and one quantitative variable and a within groups design. Notice how the variables involved shift. Here, the two quantitative variables are like DV before and DV after. Here, the two variables are IV and DV. And this is what we talked about, and hopefully you practiced, in the ANOVA variables pink thing. The data are literally set up differently for between and within groups ANOVAs. And the way they're set up for a within groups ANOVA, one column of numbers for your score in one IV condition, the other column of numbers for your score in the other IV condition, those are two quantitative variables. And you get to decide if you are going to ask a question about whether they're associated or whether there's a mean difference. But those two columns are representing a within groups comparison. The different conditions represent the IV, and the different scores represent the DV in each IV condition. So the secret to this is, just do it. Treat it as a script. You can tell qualitative from quantitative variables. You did very well on that pink thing. Decide if it's qualitative or quantitative. Bing. So choosing statistics 2 involves telling all four of these apart, whereas choosing statistics 1 didn't differentiate the two kinds of ANOVAs. You'll notice there's blank space here. It's sort of oddly arranged given the blank space. Why not just put the one in the middle? Because there's more coming. But this is always the start. These three questions will get us through lots of different statistical models by adding just one question, which is, if it's qualitative, how many categories are there? Because what we're going to do in Unit 3 is take a look at the same statistical models we're working at now and sort of look at their next level of complexity, which is when we have more conditions and more data. So this is the start. We'll apply basically this same thing, adding more questions to the script until we get up to a much larger set of statistical models that we want to be able to differentiate. And this is a primary skill. This is something I really, really want for you. I want you to be the one in the room and says, oh, we'll use a correlation. In particular, if somebody says, well, I want to know if those two means are different, you should very quietly say, and we should also see if they're correlated. Because two variables can be correlated with or without a mean difference. Two variables can have a mean difference with or without being correlated. They are two separate questions. And typically, because of the literature that someone is reviewing to come to hypothesis, they pick one or the other and tend to dwell on it. If you're the one in the room that says, you know, we have some options here. We have some choices here. We have some other stuff we could do. If we're going to go to all the trouble to get these two variables, why don't we both check if they're correlated and if there's a mean difference? Because like I say, they're different questions. If I'm going to run this between group design, and I'm going to go get a quantitative variable. Are there any other variables that we should also be collecting as a dependent variable? Because probably if people are doing an ANOVA, they are thinking about and have a history of working with quantitative dependent variables. Are there any categorical dependent variables that would be easy to collect, not be very expensive, and spice things up? I know, it's a strange way to think about spicy. Remember, I'm the one who uses sexy with reference to hypotheses. And so by recognizing we got four kinds of things going on here, we can consistently ask, what all information can we get and how can we bleed it? How can we get more variables into the model and more analyses out of the model? For example, this between within thing. If we're going to run a within groups design and we have the opportunity to run a within groups experiment where half of the people are going to be in one condition order and half of the people are going to be in the other condition order, then we can literally compare the results from the group that's in the control first and then the treatment versus the treatment first and then the control. Do we get an order effect? Because if we get an order effect, then counterbalancing may be a problem and may not be sufficient to give us true initial equivalence. But I will trade initial equivalence for a discovery. The other thing that we can do is we can make comparisons here. Getting more information out of that design because we know that embedded in it we have both a between and a within. Is there a difference between doing treatment first and second? Probably don't care that much about the controls. But you're likely to care whether there's a difference there. It's only four statistical models. But if you get a chance to think about them as the data are being designed, as the study is being designed, if you can add a couple of variables, you can get a lot more information out of even a very simple study and questions that don't guarantee the same answer. So let's look at some examples working our way through each of these four interesting pairs. So this is the easiest one. I got two variables. I want to know if the two variables are related or either both qualitative or one quantitative. If they're both quantitative, remember we're going to use Pearson's correlation and we're talking about linear relationships. The null is no linear relationship. Really start locking in quantitative, correlation, and linear relationship. Remember, the synonym for correlation is not relationship, it's linear relationship. And if you consistently use that, you will eventually save yourself because there's more kinds of correlations and more kinds of analyses coming. If we have two qualitative or categorical variables, we're going to use chi-square and we're looking for a pattern of relationship. The null hypothesis being no pattern. So you want to make sure that whenever you have one, you ask yourself, why can't I have the other? Because I will tell you, as someone who has studied teaching research for practically ever, there's a difference between asking if the two treatments or the two teaching techniques differ in average percent correct than in pass-fail. See, the things that influence the difference between getting an A and a B are different than the things that influence the difference between getting a B and a C. And so if I've got a percent correct, I can treat that as a quantitative value. And we say to ourselves, well, the quantitative value's got to have all the information in it. No, it might not. It depends on the role of the course, for example. If the purpose of the course is to get as many people as possible to pass it with a C or better, guess what our dependent variable should be? One category, ABC, the other category, DF. If that's what we're trying to measure, let's measure it with a qualitative variable. Whereas I'm looking at this course as a weed-out course, I'm trying to decide whether people are going to do well moving on to the advanced course, then I may take that same percent correct, turn it into a binary variable, A less than A. And looking at a mean difference, and looking at different cutoffs along a continuum, different ordered categories, will give you different results. Every quantitative variable that you have can be turned into an ordered category variable. And they're not all the same. And you know how to do a chi-square. Don't pass it up. So just as a really quick example, is whether or not patients receive therapy related to whether or not they improve? Is the number of therapy sessions related to a decrease in number of symptoms? That's as nicely as you can say it to try to reveal your hypotheses and the variable you should use. Whether or not, that's as qualitative and qualitative as you can get. Number of, that's as quantitative and quantitative as you can get. Notice that I'm trying to show you lots of examples, particularly in the pink things, of both the nice way to say things and the shitty way that others can be expected to sometimes say them, and we have to sort out. Yeah. Oh, look, I knew. Means comparisons. We compare a lot of means because we have a weakness for quantitative dependent variables. Nothing wrong with it, just always trying to get you to expand your horizons. So the big question is going to be, where do those means come from? Do they come from a between groups design or within groups design? That's going to dictate the ANOVA that we use. Does the mean anxiety change from before to after? Watch out for change. Change looks like it ought to clearly indicate a longitudinal or repeated design. Because remember, when we run a control versus a treatment, people in both conditions came from a no-treatment population. So literally what we're saying is that pre, these people are equal, and post-treatment, those people have changed to produce a difference here. That's what we do when we say that we are randomly assigning and manipulating. That's why I like to use the word poof. We are claiming godlike ability to take somebody and change the population they belong to. Watch out for the use of the word change. Is change implying that we caused something? Or is change implying a within groups comparison? Is the mean anxiety different whether or not patients receive therapy? That whether or not also sounds like a gimme. That ought to be a between groups thing. But here, if we set this up as a within groups design, this is whether. Right? So whether or not might be used by somebody in reference to within groups design. You're going to have to ask a lot of the time. See the method section, ask, or very often the big arbiter, what's in the data set? Now, counting on it the simple way, change refers to within groups, different refers to between groups, but I hope I've cast some skepticism on that.